Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Well, welcome to Thursday. We thank and praise the Lord for Thursday, and we in 2023, this month, if we halfway through it. But again, this is Apostolic Prophet William Miller. I thank and praise the Lord for y'all that tune in this evening. We thank and praise the Lord for our sponsor, Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong, two beautiful peoples in the Lord. And we just continue to believe and trust and decree the blessing of God upon both of their lives as they continue this journey with the Lord, their assignment that God gave them. And, you know, the thing that I love about the Lord is whatever God promised, he is faithful who promised, but we have our part to play. So I just thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. I thank and praise the Lord for all of you that have tuned into the broadcast. We living in an awesome and a magnificent time. In spite of what we hear and in our surroundings, you need to know that God, and I'm going to go on and say God is still in charge. Now, some people might disagree with that, but, you know, when you study history, you know, when I say God is in charge, when it comes down to God, people, those that choose to continue to walk with the Lord, to obey the Lord, God always have made escape for them. We've been talking about relationship and with the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm finding out the more that I walk with the Lord, I'm going to do a teaching on this one day, the power of obedience and the blessing in it. We have so many things that is trying to pull us away from the things of God. They try to get us out the presence of God, out the will of God. And I tell you, Paul blessed me. I never seen what Paul said he fought the devil, but he said he fought the good fight of faith. So I'm going to say Satan is always challenging our faith. And one of the reasons is because he know without faith it's impossible to please God. And so he always challenges us when it comes down to making and spending time. In Hebrews 11 chapter, it tells us he that come to God must believe that God is, and God is a rewarder of those that diligently seeketh him. Now, the Bible, Jesus also said in the four Gospels, seek us find, you know. So there too again, in the hour and the time that we living in, we need to keep our relationship intact with God. That's what I've been focused on, developing and maintaining a relationship with God. And that's what brought me to Daniel and the Hebrew boys. They had strong faith, and you know, and it's something about some people will say, how do you develop strong faith? It's through your union, through you spending time with God in his word, or spending time in his word and meditating on this word, and being a doer, that is being a consistent doer of the word of God. And as I continue to study and meditate about Daniel, I want to correct something. I had a check-in. Well, let me pray, and then we'll come back. Father, it's in the name of Jesus again. I want to tell you thank you, and I bless you for this day because truly, Lord, this is the day that you have made. And Father, I choose to rejoice in this day. I choose to rejoice in it. I want to thank you, God, for provision today. I want to thank you for supplying all of my needs. I thank you for giving me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In every situation, I just praise you and thank you, God. I want to thank you, God, for your mercy. I want to thank you for your mercy. I want to thank you for your patience with me. And I know you're patient with other people because the Bible says that you is long-suffering to us, not willing that any shall perish, but all come to the knowledge of truth. And for that, Father, I tell you thank you. I praise you. I thank you for those that have tuned into the broadcast. I cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus, and I ask that the Holy Spirit will be released over the airways, that you will speak to the people through your word. You will bring enlightenment. You will bring understanding, that people's lives will be transformed, that people will be strengthened through the broadcast. They will be strengthened. They will be encouraged through your word today. And Father, I tell you, thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus against all demonic activities that will try to come to interfere with this broadcast, with this word that you have given us to give to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I pray that you lifting your hands right now and telling them thank you. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us in James to count it all joy when we fall in divers temptation, knowing that the trying of our faith worketh patience. And I just thank and praise the Lord again for the word of God. Thank God for allowing me to see 2023. And since if you still living in 2023, that means that God is not through with you yet. That means that you still have purpose on this earth. And my word to you, my brother and my sister, find out what your purpose is. You know, I know that we can have dreams and things about what we want to do in life, but I found out when you get connected with the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and when you get connected with him and he reveals to you what is God-given purpose for your life, I promise you it'll transform your life. It's greater and it's bigger than you can ever imagine. The Apostle Paul was saying to the people in Corinth, he was telling them, he said, God, your eyes have not seen, neither enter to man's heart what God got planned for those that love him. But God revealed it by his spirit. And it's something about tuning in, developing a relationship with your creator. Because I'm telling you, if you seek him, you'll find him. In James, the fourth chapter, remember, that was our foundation scripture in the beginning. We're talking about relationship with God and you know, and different things God been bringing us into about it. And James started off in that fourth chapter about the quarreling, division, and things going on. But he was telling them they have not because they ask not. And he said, then when you ask in a mist. Better yet, he was saying a lot of their prayers was not based upon the will or the plan of God for their life. And I found out God do answer prayer. Yes. Now, when you dealing with another person's will, that's something you have to really allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to pray for them. Because I found out you can be believing and praying one way for them, and they got some else in mind. And that's the thing about it. God don't override nobody's will. As an intercessor, when I found that out, that, you know, that kind of disturbed me a little bit. Because in the time, I was seeking the Lord about, you know, praying for certain people. Now, Lord, I know I prayed, why does? And the Lord began to let me know, whenever you praying for you personally, it's a whole different ball game. I use that because when you praying for other people, they will have everything to do with your prayer being answered. And that's why sometimes when you're praying for a loved one, you got to be consistent. You got to persevere in spite of what you see and what you hear, because only God can change hearts. Yeah, sometimes we can almost, as Paul said, when Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Yeah, we can almost persuade people, but only God can change people's heart. And that's why sometimes when it comes down to praying to someone other than yourself, because they will have everything to do with your prayers being answered, it might take longer than you think. And that's why you don't give up. You just keep praying. You keep believing for them. You don't throw in the towel. And a lot of time I found this out, when you're praying for other people, if you ain't careful, you can get discouraged. Yeah, you can be discouraged, and they can disappoint you, because it used to be a saying, and I used to say it too, but I don't say it anymore. Look like the more I pray for them, the worse they get. I don't say that anymore, because I'm not believing for the worst, even though I know sometimes Satan would get in there and try to get you off of what you're believing for, and that's why he gets you start looking at what they're doing versus you praying for them. So there too again, but I want to, after I went off the air, I was talking about Daniel and Daniel's relationship with the Lord, and I got a check in my spirit because I kept saying he was 90. And by having that check in my spirit, I went back and I was doing some study. I called and inquired, you know, to find out. But I was saying he was 90. But according to my study, and you know, I'm dealing with theology, but according to that, and what I was looking through some books and some things that, you know, but make a long story short, he was between 70 or 80 when he went in the fire furnace. So now we're going to, I'm not in the line with the dent, and we're just going to leave it like that. But the point I really want to make in even talking about Daniel, because Daniel didn't allow his relationship with God, because he didn't compromise when it came down to his relationship and his standard that he had with God. And that's what really ministered to me, because out of all the things that he had to endure, you know, they was in Babylon, and, you know, young, and how the king wanted them to work for him and all of that. Daniel worked in the government field, or if you want to say Paul, he did all of that. But he never, and like I said, that's what really, really, really blessed me about Daniel. Daniel never gave up on when it came down to his relationship with God. He never compromised. Not only Daniel, the Hebrew, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't do it either. And what really, like I said, what really brought out to me, what caused them to have strong faith, they did not compromise, allow themselves to be moved from their allegiance towards God when it came down to him. They stuck with it. And we living in a time when Apostle Paul said to Timothy that many are going to depart from the faith, and they're going to heed to doctrine, teaching of the devil. And he said men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. The only way you can depart from the faith, you start giving your attention to other things. And I don't know about you, but it's so important that all of us make and find time to spend in God's word and get that quiet time. You know, the older saints used to say you have to steal away, and I'm in agreement with that. Sometimes you got to steal away from the crowd, steal away from all the noise. Find you a quiet place in your house sometime. Turn off the TV. Get away from that phone. And just get still with God, because I'm telling you, in the years to come, and this year, you know, I don't hear a lot of people were saying, this the word that God gave me, this the word that God gave me. And as I was telling the Lord about something that the Lord let me know, he said, to share with the people that I lead you to, that focus on your relationship with the Lord, because a lot of time people trying to do God without God. And there too again, if you keep your relationship intact with God, and that's what I want to continue to talk about when it comes down to Daniel. As I stated, Daniel and those three, they was not moved when it came down to their relationship. They was not moved, and that's what, like I said, that's what really got my attention when we wanted to talk about, you know, relationship. When it came down to their relationship, as I stated with God, they did not compromise. Everybody know that Daniel would pray three times a day, and he had some people jealous of him, and that's the thing about it. in this hour, watch the people that is jealous of you. Watch the people that are jealous of you and your relationship, because they're too again. You don't need to compromise. And the enemy trying to put a lot of pressure on the saints, as he did with Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, but you don't need to compromise. And like I said, what really blessed me about them, regardless of their circumstances, their character. That's the thing that I look at, too. Their character, you know. Character is more than talk. And, you know, a lot of times you can hear people talk about they have integrity, but if you just observe their action would determine to you what kind of character they have, whether they have godly character or not. And there, too, again, even with Daniel and again, like I said, Daniel, when he got the message, I ain't going to spend too much on this, doing a little bit of review. Even when Daniel was notified that he couldn't pray three times anymore because they hadn't made a decree that anybody that did that, what would happen to him. But Daniel was willing to jeopardize his life because of his devotion and commitment to God. And you know, when like I said, when I look at what's going on now, we live in a time now that we as born again believers, we got to really contend for the faith. You know, we got to really contend for the faith, because just like Daniel enemies, yeah, they were jealous of Daniel, and they were trying to find some kind of way to cause him to be discredit him before the king. But the king know Daniel. The king know that Daniel was a person of integrity. He know really that Daniel was a godly man, because Daniel was the one that God allowed to interpretate his dream for him. But so there too again, he know that Daniel was a godly man. But, you know, with this walk with the Lord, I found out sometimes the enemy going to always try to find somebody to try to discredit you before God as well as people. But the thing about it, God going to always know your heart. And that's what I've been wanting to encourage people about. If you don't walk away from the Lord, or if your relationship is not strong as it used to be with the Lord, you need to be that relationship need to be restored. Because in spite of what's going to take place on this earth, if you got a strong relationship with God, you don't have anything to worry about. Now, what I mean, that don't exempt, you're not exempted from trouble. You're not exempted from trials and tribulation. You're not exempted from persecution. But you can see through the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and with Daniel, God was always with them. And God always watched over them. Wherever they did not compromise, God was there. God stood by their side. And this is what we got to know in the hour and the time that we're living in. If you got to stand by yourself, and I don't experience that before, it can be lonely sometimes. But listen, from the natural, it can appear that you by yourself. But in the spirit, know that God is always with you. This was some even in St. John, the 17th chapter, when Jesus was about to depart, he was letting the disciples know. He even kept reminding them that he was going to always be with them. And in that prayer, he prayed that the Father would love them like he loved him. He reminded those disciples that he was going to be with them. And you know, there too, again, these are some of the things that we got to don't always allow yourself to focus on so much in the natural. Paul said on one occasion, he said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. And there too, again, just whatever you see, and I say this so many times on the broadcast, whatever you see in the natural that's lining up with the Word of God, it is subject to change. Hear me good. And this can be good news for somebody. You know, okay, so you missed the majority of your life. And believe it or not, his people feel like that. I done missed it all my life. I done did all this stuff. But you need to know that God still loves you. As long as you got breath in your body, you have a chance. And with the help of the Lord, he will help you to turn your life around. But there too, again, like I said, regardless of what was thrown at Daniel, and those, they did not change. Even remember when he came, offered them, when they was doing the training and everything, he offered them a certain food and that they could eat diet, you know, but Daniel and them choose no, they would not eat that food because there too, again, according to their culture, they did not eat anything. So there too, again, they would not compromise their relationship nor they stand with God. And we, as born-again believer, as the time draw nigh to Jesus coming, the Bible tells us that the wicked going to get worse. But guess what? My thing is we can get better. That's the plan of God. And, you know, when I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but then I might go a little way out from what I'm teaching about. I share with you, but when you study the whole book of Daniel, and Daniel was a prophet, and it was amazing how God revealed some things to Daniel, and I really believe a lot of prophecy that God gave Daniel. We living in that time now, and one of them in Daniel the 7th chapter, I mentioned it often, how he was saying how the enemy, how laws were going to be changed, and we see that a lot of laws in the land is being changed from what they started out with, because a lot of people that making a lot of the laws now, a lot of them is not saved, and therefore they've not been inspired by God. They've been inspired by the enemy, and when you're dealing with that, now the Bible's still telling us to pray for them. I don't agree with everything going on in the White House. I don't agree with a lot of these people in authority, but I learned to pray for them. The Bible told us to pray for those in authority. Now, you done got some people, they done got away from that. Well, I ain't going to pray for them, and all they do is just talk. Look, you can't just being critical people don't cause a lot of people to change. If they really got it in their heart that they're going to do what they do, they're going to do that. But as I stated, only God can change man's heart. And even when they threatened Daniel about him being consistent in prayer, Daniel did not change. He did not change. But see, Daniel was faithful in his duties to the king. Long it didn't interfere with his relationship with God. He was faithful, but when it interfered with his relationship with God, that's when Daniel drawed the line and said, no, we're not going to do it. And not only Daniel, but that was the same thing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And like I said, that's what really really blessed me about these characters, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and with Daniel. They did not let anything interfere with their relationship with God. Even what all four of them, their life was threatened because they wouldn't give in to the laws of Nebuchadnezzar. When it came down, when Nebuchadnezzar, you know the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they was confronted with bowing down to a gold image, they wouldn't do it. And their life right there, they could have lost their life. And even with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they made this bold statement. You know, if God don't deliver him, they know God was well able to do it. And, you know, and they were saying that maybe whatever reason, if he choose not to deliver us from the fire furnace, we not going to bow. And y'all listen, God needs some more Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He needs some more Daniels. Come on, somebody. He needs some more saints to stand up and contend for the faith like they did. He needs some more saints to stand on his word. And I'm telling you. Yeah, we've been challenged. A lot of believers, we've been challenged. We've been confronted. The world, the enemy, the God of this world trying to put pressure on the saints. And you know, I hear a lot of things, you know, but I learned God's word is the final authority. One of the ministers that I follow, they ministry a lot in teaching stuff. And Kenny Copeland was saying, make sure that the word of God is the final authority in your life. Well, if you don't know what the word means, better yet, what the Bible say about what God wants for you, how you going to stand? You need to know what he said. I like some that Apostle Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray. And he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray for the church. And he was saying that he was praying that God will open up their spirit to eyes so they would know what is the hope of God calling for them, and that they would be able to know and experience that same power that raised Jesus from the dead abiding on the inside of them. And there, too, again, I hear some minister even talk about we have identity Christ in the body. I agree with that, because you need to know who God is. You need to know who Christ is, why he came, what did his coming, death, burial, and benefit, what is it for you, or how you benefit from it. And I tell you, we have victory. And see, that's what blessed me. I think it's in about the third chapter. I think about the third chapter, Daniel, about that 44th verse. The second chapter, somewhere in that 44th verse, when Daniel was interpreting the king's dream, he got this word, and it blessed me. He was talking about how he was telling him about the dream he had, but he was talking about he was going to be four kingdoms, but the fourth one going to rise up, and it was going to, better yet, it was going to destroy the other. He talking about the kingdom of God. And listen, let me tell you something. I don't care what it looked like or what people are telling you. As a born-again believer, we have not lost. We won. Come on, somebody. But there, too, again, that's why your spiritual eyes need to come open to see who you are. And see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, they were fully persuaded in the one that they trust. Remember, we also been sharing the scripture in Timothy, how Paul was telling Timothy, and Paul know he was finna depart. But Paul told Timothy he was fully persuaded. He know whatever he trusts God with, but he was saying because his relationship with God, he know who God was, he know in whom he believed, in whom he trusts. And there too, again, as we experience trials and tribulation, persecution, you have to come to grips. You have to come to the place. Are you fully persuaded in who God is? Is you fully persuaded? And are you persuaded by what God's word say about you? And I'm here to tell you, as I say in the beginning, it's easy to say, I believe what God say. But when the enemy comes, the Bible tells us in Matthew 13, the sower planted the seed and immediately came the weak one. Are you fully persuaded when the enemy come at you? Or better yet, according to Matthew 13, he coming after the word. And the thing that throws us off a lot of times, it's the tubes, the way that the enemy come at the word. But see, if that word ain't rooted and grounded in us, I'm talking about us. And this is something the Lord let me know years ago. He said, y'all always been in a preparation. It's an ongoing process. As long as we on this earth, we going to continue to be in an ongoing process. We're going to be in a preparation time. God going to always be preparing us for what's coming. And that's why if it's a great, when the great falling away, the way it come and the way he get to people, when you stop making and spending time with the Lord, you better know sooner or later, it's just like a boat. If that boat ain't anchored down, it gonna drift. And therefore, if you ain't rooted and grounded in the word of God and you ain't spending time with God, I'm telling you, we had one of my spiritual daughters share with us the other week, and they were sharing about when they first got saved, and at first how they were just in the word, and then they started having people telling them they were spending too much time reading the word. It didn't take all of that, and certain people, they were hanging around strong believers, and people started telling them that they didn't need to be hanging around them, you trying to mark and be like other people. And they took what they said in consideration, and they started drifting away or neglecting and not making time to read and pray and fast. And they found themselves drifting. They found themselves nigging on God, and they began to give more attention to the world. and they start finding themselves, instead of being led by the Spirit, they allow themselves to start being led by the flesh. Now, this is where it works. Once you get saved, you either gonna get in God's word and read and meditate and find out which way or what God would have you to do, and you gonna line yourself up with the word of God. And guess what? You gonna line yourself up with the word. Whatever you constantly pay attention to, that's what'll change your desire. Come on. But most saints like discipline. Now, you got some saints, they are very disciplined. When it comes down to the word of God, they're going to just shut everything down. They're going to spend many hours in praying with the Lord because they understand the significance of it. And that's the thing, when you study the four gospels, you will find out Jesus was like that. Oh, yeah. I can hear somebody say, well, Prophet Miller, I ain't hear that you read not one scripture. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. Let's go to John. That's in my spirit right now. Let's go to John, the 15th chapter. How about that? I'm going to give you a scripture, but I've been giving you scriptures. I just ain't just went and read. But my thing is, we're still talking about a relationship with you and God. And I'm telling you, if you want to be victorious, if you want to be an overcomer, if you want to be able to endure, come on, somebody. If you want to be able to do that, you're going to have to, if you have a relationship with God, I would advise you to go deeper, get even more intimate with him. You know, when I was in high school and I had a little boyfriend, as the old saints say, we would just spend every moment that we could be together. And the more time I spent with him, the more time I wanted to be with him. And that's the same way in James, the 4th chapter. It said, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. And, you know, a lot of time, and we don't say, I'm waiting on God. No, most of the time, God waiting on you. Because God, and this is something that a lot of people don't understand, God is not going to override your will. God ain't going to force you to pray. God ain't going to force you to spend time in his word. God is not going to force you to be a doer of the word. And I'm telling you, when I learned that, it was like, come on now, Lord. Why you don't do that? Because that's, God is so loving. That's the love of God. God loves us so much, even though we came from him and he wants us to return to him on our free will, but he ain't going to make you do it. And like I said on one of the broadcasts, if you don't stray away from the Lord, all you got to do is repent. 1 John, the 1st chapter, I think in the 9th verse, confess your sins to him. You know, and say, Lord, forgive me. I strayed away. Now, Lord, I need you to help me to return. I want our relationship to be restored. And my brother and sister, God to do that. Well, what you do, prophet, if you don't have a relationship with God, you know, you can come to Jesus. Jesus done already paid the price. Yeah, whatever you started, whatever habit you dealing with right now, I want you to know you do not have the willpower to stop it and do away with it. Only God can do it. You need what it is. You need a new heart. Come on. You need a new nature. You have a sin nature. You know, I had so many people say, well, I'm trying to clean myself up. You can't clean yourself up. You know, I have heard some people say, I'm going to make a New Year revolution. That don't last long either. You know, I had to learn whatever I want to do, I'd be saying, okay, God, I'm asking you to help me with this. This is my goal for this year. But, Lord, I know without your grace, without your ability, without your help, I cannot do this. That's how so many times people said go, but they don't involve the Lord in their go, and they mess up. The Bible tells us to commit our ways unto the Lord, also trust in him, and lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways, and God will direct our path. And that's the way it works. Now, I tell you, I'm going to give you a scripture, okay? Let's get one. It's in St. John, the 15th chapter. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. And this can say it better. But we're talking about a relationship with God. And we're talking about if you don't have one, you need to develop one. We also talk about you need to maintain one. We're talking about the important. You ain't going to be no stronger than your relationship with God. You know, a lot of times, you know, yeah, you go to Ephesians 6 chapter, and I used to read too, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Well, when you look, when you break that down and get a different translation about it, it's about your union. Come on, somebody. You know, it's just like a natural relationship between a husband and wife. That relationship is not going to be strong if they don't never spend time together, they don't communicate with one another. It's not going to be strong. I'm going to tell you, they can say all the time, we got a strong relationship. But if they not spending time with one another, you know, it's not going to be strong. You'll find yourself straying away from one another. You start allowing other things to get your attention. And that's what happened a lot of time with the saints, especially if you've been saved for a while. Now, some people that been saved for a while with the Lord, they very disciplined. They determined in their relationship with God, and it makes a difference. And one thing about a relationship, without determination and without being disciplined, you can hang it up. And that's why a lot of time, a lot of saints, they don't want to spend time in the Word. They don't spend time with God. And then when adversity comes, they say, I was taken by the storm. I was overtaken by the storm. No, you, what it was, you wasn't doing the necessary thing before the storm showed up. My mom used to always tell us, you know, you need to have an idea how you're going to cross the bridge before you get to the bridge. And that's the thing about it. It is so important. I'm telling you, the number one, the most important relationship you can have is with the Lord. And everything else, you'll see everything else. But everything, your victory, experiencing that abundant life, yeah, the Bible tells us that Jesus gave us everything pertaining to life and God. But that just don't automatically happen. Please hear me. You know, I hear a lot of, I'm just struggling, prophet. I said, check your relationship. I'm talking about your relationship with your creator. See, a lot of times people take on past information and they'll go try to put that into practice and they ain't spend no time with the Lord. You know, as I said, a lot of times people want somebody else to read the Bible for them. They want somebody else to fast for them. Somebody in a relationship, it's two people in a relationship and you have to play your part. Okay, it said in St. John 15, in the Amplified Translation, it said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stop bearing, he cuts away, trim off, take away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it better. I mean, to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are clean and purged, prune already because of the word which I have given you, the teaching I have discussed with you. Now look at the fourth verse. He said, dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you, just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding, being united to the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever live in me and I in him bear much abundantly fruit. However, apart from me, hear me good, apart from me, he talking about a relationship. Apart from me, when you disconnect, when you not maintaining that relationship with God, you're not going to experience the victory he promised you. Now, I'm a strong believer in grace. I know through grace and faith I was born. I'm very much aware of that. I'm very much, I said, 2 Peter, God then gave me everything pertaining to life and God, but it's through his precious promise. But there, too, again, it began with a relationship. Everything revolves around you in a relationship with God. That's where the victory is. Your relationship with him. And when I hear people act like you don't have to have a relationship with God, you don't have to develop one, you don't have to maintain one. Listen, that is not true. Because if you don't get in there and you learn through that yoga to renew and keep your mind renewed, listen, the battle starts in your mind. Thoughts always coming, contrary to what God's word say. Paul was saying, don't be conformed to this word. If you don't get in here, develop it, and you do develop a relationship with God through renewing your mind, how you renew it with his word. You find out what God say about you, what God want from you. It's not one thing that happened on this earth, one problem that you will ever have that God have not addressed it through his word. He done already addressed that situation you facing right now. He done already addressed that problem in your relationship. Believe it or not, yes, he done, it's not one thing that you and I could ever experience on this earth that God have not addressed it through his word. That's why it's so important. It's a must. You get in this word, read this word, and through that, you develop that relationship. And these are the words that Jesus, he was saying. He said, you got to abide in the vine. He compared us to a vine and a branch. He considered us the branch and he the vine. All the nutrition, all the life come from the vine. But once that branch get connected from that vine, guess what? It withers up and it die. And y'all, and I'm telling you, I said, you know, we just like a fish. You know, I like the fish. And a lot of times we catch them little, they call them little, what they call them, the eyeball. You catch a little small fish, a lot of times I would take them off my hook and I would just lay them on the ground. I wouldn't just throw them immediately right back in the water. And I start observing it. Do you not know? After a while, that fish will stop flapping. If you keep him out the water so long, he'll die. Well, let me tell you a little secret. Without the presence of God, you ain't going to make it. Now, I know sometimes we don't want, she's speaking that. No, I'm speaking facts. I'm telling you the truth here. And this is where the enemy deceives you. Oh, you don't have to go to church. You don't have to be around the saints. You ain't got to read your Bible. You don't listen at that lie. That's the devil talking because he knows. It's just like a shepherd know. A shepherd have to watch, especially them little baby sheep. If that little baby sheep won off, that shepherd got to go and bring that little sheep back. Because that little sheep in danger when it won away from the shepherd. Well, let me tell you something. When you won away from reading God's word, spending time around the saint, getting in his presence, whether it's in the church or you being at home, let me tell you something. You on dangerous ground. Because the way God created us to be strong, we have to have that union with him. And this is what Jesus is saying. Look at that sick verse. He said, if a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broke-off branch, and withers such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. If you live in me, abide vividly united to me, and my words remain in you. Listen, my words remain in you. And continue to live in your heart. Ask whatsoever you will. A lot of people want to ask, and they're asking in the midst. Go back to James, the fourth chapter. What they're asking God to do is to cater to their flesh. That ain't, God don't work that way. God don't work that way. Our prayer is supposed to be based upon the will of God. What is the will of God? See, the thing I learned. The Bible said, when I delight myself in the Lord, he'll give me my heart desire. And I done been down that road. Yeah, he'd have been time that I have scraped, and I learned from it. Yeah, you're not going to be able to speak God's word with boldness. You ain't going to be able to speak God's word with confidence. You might remember through scriptures, and you might can quote them scriptures, but don't be no faith in it. It's not going to be affected. What you talking about, Prophet Miller? I'm talking about a relationship. Let me, for time's sake, let's go in that 14th chapter. I want to go in there. And Jesus was talking to them disciples. He started off in the 14th chapter. Everybody knew a familiar passage of scripture. But he started off with, let not your heart be troubled. Right? That's what he started off with. But I want you to look at that 30 verse. He said, I will not talk with you much more, for the prince, evil genius, ruler of this world is coming. And he have no claim on me. Listen, he said he have no claim on me. One translation, he don't have nothing to do with me. Why? If you see, Jesus knows the importance. How important it was to spend time with the Father. Jesus, he made that a habit. He made sure every day, if it wasn't all night or early, them disciples look around and Jesus done disappeared. But Jesus understood, you know, I had to operate in this fleshly body. But if I don't spend time with the one, the source of all of my strength, come on somebody, I thank you, Holy Spirit. See, through your union and relationship with God, you find out he's the source of your strength. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Well, how he going to strengthen you if you ain't developed and maintaining a relationship with him? Some of you go to church, and after you come out, you don't try to reach your word. How you think you going to be strong like that? It's just like food. If I don't eat food, this body I'm in, I have to feed it. If I don't feed it, I get weak. Then when I get weak, I ain't got no strength. I can't do anything. Well, when it come down to the thing, your relationship with God is the same way. Jesus said, the words that I speak is spirit and life. One occasion they were asking Jesus, what's he hungry? He said, my hunger is to do the will of God. And I'm telling you, we have to come to the point. You got to come to the point of your relationship that you understand the importance of having a relationship with God and maintaining that relationship. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel, they understood. That's why they would not jeopardize or compromise their relationship or their standard with God for the world. Because they know in Daniel, like I said, Daniel said in that third chapter, he know that the second chapter, thank you, he know when he interpreted that dream. He know he found out that it was going to be four kingdoms, but that last kingdom would go, other word, that last kingdom was going to dominate the other kingdom. He would come out the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, if you're born again believer, don't be deceived by the world. Though it might appear like the world is winning and the kingdom of God is losing, that's a lie from the pits of hell. Let me tell you something. We are greater now than we ever been. Come on, somebody. Don't let the enemy make you think the world having more fun. It appears that they having more fun. The Bible even tell us, fret not yourself because of evildoer, nor those that work in them, because they're going to soon be cut down. Don't allow what you see that's contrary to what God word said, cause you want to throw in the towel, give up, and get on their side. Don't do that, my brother, my sister. That's deception. Got that relationship with God, deepen that relationship. Get more intimate with it. Spend more. Make up your, you know what? I'm spending more of my time. You know, some I like, I buy it a lot if I really like it. I even eat it if I like it. I have to use, temperance. But if you whatever you like, you make time for it. And I'm telling you, relationship with God. Because through your union with him, then you get acquainted with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is your tool, God. The Holy Spirit is the one that lead and guide us in all truth. I mean, there's so many voices out there. Well, how are you gonna discern the voice of God if you don't know what his words say? Oh, this is good. But he went on to say, in that third one, he said, in the 30th verse, he said, he have no claim on me. He have nothing in common with me. There's nothing in me that belong to him, and he have no power over me. And that's what even James was saying that. That's why you got to make sure you keeping your mind renewed. If you don't want to find yourself yielding and conforming to this world, getting in agreement with all of this stuff that contradicts, you're going to have to get your mind renewed and keep it renewed and make up your mind. I'm not going to be just a hearer. I'm going to be a doer. I'm going to submit. Remember we read that in James, the fourth chapter. So many people trying to resist the devil, but you ain't got no resisting power, ability. He says, submit to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. I found out I don't have to live every minute of the hour binding and cashing down. I just have to resist. God had to teach me. I said, well, how do you, you ignore Satan. Those thoughts that telling you to go, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it God's way. And then he said, there's nothing in me that belong to him, and he have no power, no authority over me. You know, a lot of people say, you know, the devil, I'm under attack. You ain't got no business being under attack. Because through Jesus, dead, buried, and risen, he put the enemy under your feet. Let him stay under your feet. You might be allowing yourself to be overwhelmed, but that's where you had to come into this knowledge and revelation. The greater one is on the inside of you. Take that sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Say what the word say about you. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes things don't go the way I want, and I may have to call somebody and cry, and it have been time. Yes, Prophet Miller called somebody to vent, but let me tell you something. They'll tell me now, okay, you know what the word say. Yes, we're going to do what the word say. Yes, we is. Sometimes you need somebody to talk, but don't get none of we. Honey, if I were you. If I were you, honey, I've been on the journey a long time. And I tell you, do all that praying and do all that fasting, and you don't see that. You spend all your life serving the Lord, and it don't seem like it's going to pay off. Child, I wouldn't do it. That, well, you ain't me. You don't let people talk to you like that. Okay, the 31 verse. He said, but Satan is coming, and I do ask the Father have commanded me so that the world may know, be convinced that I love the Father and that I do only what the Father have instructed me to do. Listen, that's my goal. I only do what the Holy Spirit leading me to do. I only do what the Word of God say. Now, listen, you don't get there overnight, and sometimes you have to wrestle with that. Because of what you're seeing, and a lot of times, if you don't know how to manage your emotion and your situation, your emotion can get the best of you. I had some things I had to deal with this week, and I had to tell my emotion. I said, no, no, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. No, no, no. And you're going to stay calm. I talk to myself. I answer myself, too. Now, y'all listen, I can only give you what the Lord give me, and I have confidence in what I do know from some of my experience with the Lord. I'm not saying I'm the best Christian. That ain't about, I'm not trying to get an overpower. It's all about walking with the Lord. We all miss it sometimes, but that shouldn't be our goal. When you find an area in your life that you weak, that's where you need to pour more word into it. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, this is a great year, but not without adversity. I want you to hear me. Every day, mishap come to all of us. All of us be attacked. Trials and tribulation come to everybody. But the Bible tells us, be of good cheer. Jesus said it, St. John 16 chapter. He said, be of good cheer. I don't overcome. He wasn't talking about the trees. He said, I have overcome the world. What do you mean? I done overcome and did so with the one that want to dominate and the one that's causing all this adversity. You can overcome him. You can endure. That's what he was talking about. Yes, Satan once had it in his hand, but he don't have it no more. Jesus paid that price for you. The greater one is in you. And you might say, well, prophet, I don't feel. It ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. Stop putting your faith in your feelings. My faith is in what the word say. And I'm telling you, we in the hour that most, we living in the hour now that we got to really trust God. T-R-U-S-T. You got to really trust God. The old saint said, when you can't see him, you got to trust him. If somebody right now listening to, but probably you just don't know what I'm going through. You are exactly right. I don't know. But in the process of believing and trust what God said about your situation, you will see God show up and God will be strong in that situation. Don't let your situation dictate to you. Don't allow your situation be, don't get overwhelmed with it. Then the way you get overwhelmed with stuff, you start looking at it, and then you start thinking about it. Then you start talking about it. And look like the more you, I don't know about you, but this is the way I experience. Look like the more when I used to talk about what I'm dealing with, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. I ain't got no money. See, the more you look at that and think that, guess what? The weaker you get. And what the enemy doing, he eating your faith up. He's pulling out your confidence and your trust in God, and he pouring in all this doubt. Come on, somebody. And the next thing you know, you walk around saying, oh, me, po, me. It ain't no oh, me, po, me. If anything, it's po, the devil. He the one, po, not you. Because the greater one is in you. And the greater one is not in you and I because we feel like it. Sometimes, y'all, I wake up, I don't feel like I'm a Christian. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm victorious. But guess what? I don't say that. I said, Father, I thank you. I'm great in God. God, I thank you in this situation, you're going to lead me in a plain path. God, I thank you, you're going to give me wisdom in this situation. Well, where that come from? My confidence comes from his words. Because I'm telling you, it's the enemy out there, and he after you. He after me. But if you know who you are, in Christ and what Christ done did for you, you can always stand on God's word. The Bible said he is faithful who promised. I'm finding out in every situation, every problem I deal with, I'm seeing the faithfulness of God. I've been seeing and experiencing the mercy of God like I never saw before. God is so merciful. God is so patient with us. Now, I don't know who this for, but get back on your feet. Get back in there. Get your relationship stored back with God. Get back in that word and start. You might start off in your flesh, I don't want to read no word. Listen, just keep at it. Just keep at it. What you feed gets stronger. If you feed your flesh and let your flesh dictate, well, I ain't going to want to read today. I don't feel like doing this today. It getting stronger. But if you feed it in that word, you can start, you'll start telling you, your spirit of man to begin to dominate your, or better yet, be in control instead of your flesh. And that's what I like. And that's why he would say, when you, in that 7th verse, look what he said in St. John 15:7, if you live in me, abide valid, united to me, and my word remain in you and continue to live in your heart, ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done for you. Now, Jane was saying they have not because they ask not because they were asking according to their flesh desires. Now, Jesus said, and he right, if God's word abiding in you, you ain't going to ask for something that don't line up with his word. My faith and your faith begin where the will of God is, whatever the word say. And that's why James was saying a lot of y'all quarreling, a lot of your strife and all that, he says, coming from because of your flesh. And see, a lot of people, they get upset with God. Yeah, I prayed and God didn't answer my prayer. Let me tell you something. The shortest is never in God. Examine your relationship. I'm going to say it. If you're struggling, if you walk around here depressed and sad and you're a believer, check your relationship with God. That's what's it. Check your relationship. Check your relationship with God. If a husband or wife have a relationship, and they start finding themselves not happy, not experiencing the joy of their peace when they first met one another, they need to check their relationship. Amen. My time is up. I'm going to pray for you, but I'm telling you, for 2023, some of you need to really focus on your relationship with God and get that relationship back strong in the Lord. Because Paul said, be strong in the Lord and the power of might, because you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood, but you're wrestling with principality, rule of darkness, the spirit of weakness in this world. Father, in the master's name of Jesus, again, we want to tell you thank you. Thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that was speaking to each and every one of us pertaining to our relationship with you. And, Father, I just give you praise for those that tune into the broadcast. Thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding. Thank you for the one that don't even know you, that have choose to come to Jesus. Father, I bless you. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet William Miller. Thank you for taking time to tune in to listen. And listen, let's all of us work on our relationship with God, get stronger in him and in the power of his might. Enjoy the rest of your evening.